Good morning, sorrowers. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of our president, Sor Keisha Thurman, as well as our chaplain, Sor Don Clark, co-chaplain, Sor Arlene Young, and myself, Tasha Gray, and the Council of Chaplains, we come before you today to pray. It's important that we gather together during these times. Though we may be separated physically, we can always be together spiritually. And we know that where two or three are gathered, it says in his name, not necessarily in the building, but in his name, that he is in the midst. And so we invite God in as we gather together and support and encourage one another through prayers. We've had some great miracles happen this week in terms of healings in our families, our friends, our sorors and their families. We've also seen some great challenges and some great losses during this week. I want to remind you all that as it says in the Bible in Romans 8, starting at verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long, for we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And before I hand the floor over to Sorrows Christy Washington and Wanda Brown, who will lead us in prayer, I just want to remind us that the Bible also tells us that men ought to always pray and not faint. And with that being said, I hand it over to Sorrows Christy Washington and Wanda Brown.
Good morning, Sorrows. This is Sorrow Christy Washington. I'd like to start off this morning just giving God praise, a yada praise. Yada means to throw or to extend the hand, to throw out the hand. Therefore, to worship God with an extended hand. So although we can't see each other, I would like to ask you to lift your hands and take a moment to praise God, for he is so worthy. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We give you glory and honor and praise. There is none greater than you in all the earth. You are the great I am. You are God all by yourself, and there is none else like you. Father, we will be careful to give you glory and honor and praise that is due your holy and majestic name. Hallelujah. Sorrows, we have had three previous prayer sessions. The first session, we covered the providence, the peace, and provision of God. In our second session, we prayed and called on the name of Jesus, the hope of our glory, and the power of his resurrection. Last week, the prayer covered our protection, the love and the guidance of our Father. We also discussed shifting the atmosphere, moving from focusing on the circumstances to shifting to God and what he is saying, which denotes what we should be saying, which leads me to my focus today. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say unto you, whatso things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. When we receive something that we have desired, our next posture should be one of thanksgiving, thankfulness, and praise. The scripture says in 1 John 5:14 and 15, And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desire of him. Again, if we know that we have what we desire, our posture should be one of praise, thanksgiving, and thankfulness. We can praise God before we see the manifestation because we know that he is faithful to deliver. The song says, shout before we see the victory, to praise in advance. So, Father, we are praising you. We are thanking you for your mercy. We're thanking you for your loving kindness, and we are lifting up your name today. Let us pray. Father, as we come to you asking for your presence to manifest in the room with each and every one of our sorors on the line today, and that it also manifests in the room to those who will listen later, because in your presence is fullness of joy, is liberty and peace forevermore. So, Father, we welcome your Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence. Father, we are thankful for who you are and who we are in you. Psalms 95:2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and continue to do. Hallelujah to your name, Father. You are worthy. Psalms 105:1 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Father, we thank you for your healing that has touched and brought deliverance and protected many from the hurt, harm, and danger that the enemy was trying to bring about. Psalms 118:1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Father, we thank you and praise you that our mercies are new every morning, and they are from everlasting to everlasting. You are a good, good Father. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name. Isaiah 25:1 says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Father, we thank you that you are God and God alone, the one true living God. Beside you, there is none other. None can compare to you. You are a mighty God and a magnificent Father. Your name is excellent, O Lord. Revelation 7:12 says, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Sora Wanda.
Amen. Amen. Sora's prayer. Praise stirs up the anointing, and I know you sense the anointing right where you are right now. Praise stirs up the anointing of God, which is his burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. Psalms 103, 1 through 4 says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Psalms 22:3 says, God inhabits our praises. The Lord's praise is the fruit of our lips. There is strength in praise. Praise steals the enemy, and praise brings deliverance and glorifies God. Let us continue to praise God and remind ourselves of what he has promised us in his word,
and continue to thank God for answering our prayers, specifically today for our frontline workers and for our sorers, their families, their friends, and their loved ones. Let us pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, in the name and authority of Jesus, we come before you in prayer, and we thank you for blessing us with your word that never changes. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that never loses its power. We thank you that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, from poverty, from sickness, and from death. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. You told us to fear not and to not be moved by what we see, but to only be moved by what we believe. We believe your word, Father. Your word tells us whatever things we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Your word tells us to call those things that be not as though they were, to speak to the mountain, and that the mountain would move. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have spoken in faith to the mountain of this plague of COVID-19 and commanded it to bow its knee in the name and in the authority of Jesus. And we believe we receive answers to our prayers now. What the devil meant for evil, we thank you that you turn it around for our good. Father, we thank you for all of our frontline workers, for the doctors, the nurse assistants, the anesthesiologists, the technicians, the support staff throughout the hospital, hospital administrators, the EMT drivers, and for all the chaplains that you've called in the hospital across in our area and across this world. We thank you, Father God, for their protection from this virus, for themselves and also for their family members, glory to God. We thank you for blessing them with your wisdom and compassion and your insight and how to care for the people that you have put in their care, Father God, for their patients, Lord Jesus. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over them and pray for their physical strength and for their mental sanity, Lord, that they would have soundness of mind as they work on these front lines to serve people, glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for every miracle healing in which they have been a part of, every person that has been released from the hospital, Father God, every person that has gone home and gotten better, glory to God, every person they've even helped on the phone, Father God, and given them wisdom and advice of what to do, and they've gotten better at home, Father God. And now, Father, we lift up our sorers, all our sorers that are on this call. We lift up all of our SAC sorers, Southfield alumni. And we lift up our sorers throughout Michigan and throughout this world. We lift up their families. We lift up their loved ones and friends as well. We thank you for protecting us from this virus and from plagues. We thank you for your supernatural healing anointing flowing throughout our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our sorers and our family members and friends and our loved ones. And we pray for all of those who are experiencing symptoms of sickness and disease in their bodies right now. We pray that their deliverance will manifest quickly. We speak healing over them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every miracle healing that we've experienced, Father God. Every person that has gotten well in our families. All of our loved ones who have recovered from this disease, Father God, we thank you and we magnify you. We thank you for this, Father God, and we pray for their continued restoration. Father, we also lift up and pray for those who have passed away as a result of this pandemic or even during this pandemic. Father God, you are the God of all comfort, and we ask that you will cover them with your supernatural peace and comfort their heart and help them through this difficult time. Father, your word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we pray that this word will bring comfort to the hearts of all that are hurting right now.
Father, we just thank you for restoration. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, that we are more than conquerors. We thank you that we are overcomers, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Father, we thank you that we have the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you have heard our prayers. You've already answered our prayers. So we thank you in advance for your answers to our prayers. And we give you all the praise and the glory for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Soros, at this time, I would just like to read the names of the sorors that we're standing in agreement with who have sent in prayer requests. Our soror, Lenita Heath Williams, we pray and stand in agreement for her total recovery and restoration from the symptoms of COVID-19. The remainder of the sorors whose names I'll call, we're standing in agreement and in prayer with them for the supernatural peace and comfort that only our Father God can bring, a peace that passes all understanding regarding the transitions of their loved ones. Sora Marcia Griffin, Sora Gilliam Page, Sora Joy Calloway, Sora Tara Smith, Sora Felicia Hunter, Sora Leah Holston and Sora Donna Murray Brown, Sora Portia Lockett, Sora Denise LeBeau, Sora Donna Cotton, Sora Loretta Brown, and Sora Rhonda Quinn. Father, we thank you for your word is true. And your word says that you give us a peace that passes all understanding, a comfort that is unknown to man. And only you and your Holy Spirit can bring that. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it's true. We thank you that your word does not return unto you void of power, but that it accomplishes those things for which you have purposed it. So, Father, we give you glory and honor and praise, and we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your restoration. In Jesus' name we pray. And now I'll turn it back over to the chaplain.
Amen, 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 amen. Soros, thank you for joining us in this time of prayer. Thank you, Sora Latasha, for reminding us that nothing will separate us from God's love, that he is always with us. Soros Christy and Wanda, thank you for reminding us, for ushering in the Holy Spirit, for bringing the praise that manifests the anointing that we need in this time, and for reminding us of who God is, that he is mighty, that he is powerful, that he is with us, that he is our strength, that he is our comforter and our redeemer, our healer and deliverer. I was reminded of the psalm, Great is thy faithfulness, and I just want to read a few words as we close out this prayer call. It says, great is thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thou compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Father God, as we close out this prayer call, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness in loving us. We thank you for your faithfulness in strengthening us. We thank you for your faithfulness in comforting us. We thank you for your faithfulness and your grace and your mercy that reneweth every day. We thank you for just being with us during this time, for providing all that our hands have needed. for being our manna from heaven each and every day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for every sore that is on this prayer call, all that will hear this, that they will be blessed, encouraged, and strengthened through all that has been shared today. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. So, Akeisha, is there anything that you would like to add before we close out?
Thank you. Good morning, Soros. Yes, I would like to say thank you so much to the chaplains, the Council of Chaplains, to our ICT team for making these calls possible. A lot going on, a lot of illness, a lot of death, a lot of sadness, and I think this time together for prayer is needed more now than ever before. So I thank you to all the souls that are on the call. Sherry just told me we have like record numbers this morning. So I think we all are feeling the same thing. Having survived this virus, it's life-changing. You know, as I reflect back, I didn't realize I was as sick as I was, but now knowing that I was actually sick and was in denial, you know, I'm grateful and prayerful that I'm here on this call, feeling much better, almost back to myself. And I know most of it is due to the prayer from you all, from our chaplains, everybody checking in on me. So let's continue to do the same for all of our sores that are in need of prayer. I did send out the updated email last night that was you this morning. There's so many people, and there might be some more on there that we don't even know about. So as we learn of sores that are in need of prayer, let's put them on the prayer request list. Let's call their names out, you know, in our daily prayers. And sores, this too shall end one day. But let's just pray that that day comes sooner than later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Love you all. Stay safe. Stay home.
Love you too. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Thank you.